Tim.
Well, why go to all the trouble to teach us how to not have a self and then refuse to tell us there is no self?
It's not. He's not telling you don't have a self.
Well, let go of...
Yeah. Well, let go of what you're suffering with.
So it's narrow to what you're viewing as self.
Yes.
Let go of those things as being yourself.
Yes. Yes.
But he answered a lot of innocuous questions. I mean, many questions in the suttas aren't that relevant to enlightenment. Yet he pulled that out of his pocket and said, I won't answer this one.
Right. Right. Well, a lot of it is around the person who actually asks the question. Says it's around the person who asked the question. So that's part of it. But it's also, I mean, it is a kind of strategy, again, where the sidestepping the areas where we just end up endlessly complicating things.
So don't take the aggregates as yourself or physical world as yourself and mind, and you won't suffer.
Yes.
But don't, it's not saying don't take anything as self.
Well,
it's not answering that. It's not
well, the thing is what else is there?
Well, yeah.
Because there isn't anything. Because the only thing you can experience is through body, feeling, perception, mental formations, consciousness. And or when the Buddha says, what, you know, the world, what is the world? Sights, sounds, smells, taste, touch, tangible object, mental formations. That is the world. It's how we perceive and conceive.